And now, in our remaining moments, St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler is here with the latest on her Art Game Changers series. Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Hi, Steve. I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. Of course, your Game Changers, Art Game Changers, can be found on our website, stlpublicradio.org. It's a fairly new project for you, so perhaps for those that aren't familiar with it.
Yes, in STL Art Game Changers, we looked for a local artists who are perhaps doing something that's not yet quite been legitimized by very many people. And these people are probably not going to make a lot of money doing what they're doing because they're kind of working outside the realm of popular art.
Makes me think maybe we could find some of these people, let's say, the St. Louis Fringe Festival.
Absolutely. In the theater version, that is exactly where they are.
Well, the next one, which is up today, features an artist by the name of Brett Williams, and he works in an unusual medium, I understand.
Yes. Actually, Brett Williams is called a sound sculptor. He started a few years ago doing what he called the Brett commercials, which are kind of a reality series. Here's Brett shaving. Here's Brett jumping up and down on his bed with he needed some sound to go with these sort of reality TV show precursors. And he started creating different sound. And then he got sort of caught up in the sound that he was making. And so his work has evolved to just be not only the sound, but the making of that sound.
So when you say sound, is this the noise that he's making on a box? Or what do you mean by sound?
Well, one work that he is working on now is called Consonants and Dissonance. It basically consists of a dangling microphone from a height of maybe 8 feet. And it's perpetually being sort of propelled by a circular machine of some sort, and so that it bangs near the ground onto lids of kitchen pots and makes kind of a clanging sound, as you can imagine. And, you know, of course, a lot of thought behind it. And sort of the dangling microphone is a commentary, he said, on sort of the futility of the John Wayne machismo mentality.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. On Monday, your next art game changer is an artist by the name of Stan Chisholm. And he's a sculptor who works with styrofoam?
Yes. Often he works in styrofoam, and that began when he didn't have a car. So he would need to transport his work from place to place, and he actually would disassemble it and put much of it in a backpack. He has works that are even on a larger scale that you would need, like, a tremendous backpack. But now he has a car, but he really likes working in that medium.
Does he actually carve styrofoam into figures and shapes?
He does. He carves it. He burns it. He, you know, manipulates it in a variety of ways to get what he wants.
And somehow St. Louis's abandoned buildings work into his work.
Yes. He, you know, was born and raised in St. Louis, went away to Chicago for school, came back, and he noticed that, you know, so many of St. Louis's buildings, even the abandoned buildings, often have these awnings that are still very much in place. And he thinks of them as a kind of eyelid, like maybe watching what's going on. And
styrofoam. You know, I used to save styrofoam out of boxes because I always thought there should be something I can do with it if I'd only known.
You can still take it up, Steve.
Coming up in July, your next artist that you're going to profile is Sarah Paulson, who's an animation artist. And she has a very kind of personal project.
Yes, she does. Her family, her mother particularly, was friends with Connie Carr, who was one of the Kirkwood City Council members who were killed in the 2008 tragedy. And Sarah wanted to address this tragedy with her art, and she began talking with, you know, her mother and other friends of Connie, and, you know, it became sort of a tribute. It's called Elegy to Connie, and it became a tribute to her. But she learned some other things that she didn't expect as she went along in the project.
You know, for those who don't remember, it was a Kirkwood resident who had some kind of issue with the city. I don't remember what it was. It was zoning or city service or something. But he showed up at a city council meeting with a gun, and the rest is history.
Yes, that's right. That's right. She actually, you know, learned a great deal about him and his background and just about the part that white privilege plays in, you know, our daily lives and in our community.
So is this going to be part of a film festival?
It is. The Whitaker Film Festival, I believe it starts July 19th. And I think this will be the first public showing of the finished product. Rough Cut showed at Fort Gondo this past spring.
So Sarah Paulson, Stan Chisholm, and the other one is Brett Williams. You can find Brett Williams. Will the one be up first? It's the St. Louis Art Game Changers at stlpublicradio.org. Nancy Fowler, thanks for the preview.
Thank you, Steve.